as we get ready to wrap up the week, we look over the cash cattle markets. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. That has been a driver as of late, where we stand with the cash cattle market. But something else that's been drawing a lot of attention is the box beef values. Luke Wells is with Professional Ag Marketing based out of Luverne, Minnesota.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, just clearly, I mean, still very high and very, very good choice box beef values. But, you know, we've had a little bit of a downward trend. It appears to be finding a little bit of stabilization, you know, so that's good and offering some underlying support. And then in the live cattle complex, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. You know, cash is, you know, behind the future is a negative basis. So, you know, there's a few people kind of holding out for that. And, it's possible with that -$4 basis that we might, you know, we might see a little higher cash trade. That's kind of the question for the week. We've been looking for that last week too. That is definitely probably all eyes on live cattle is, you know, where does this cash market go to week to week?
Like Luke said, many eyes kind of watching what's going on with the box beef prices. Another one watching that is Amanda Brill. She's with Total Farm Marketing based out of West Bend, Wisconsin. And she said we actually need to go back to a week ago.
On Friday, it was mixed, which is a little bit surprising. We would have hoped that that would have kept up more. Choice was up 88 cents. Select was down 87. The breakout we saw yesterday and higher trade the day before, I'm really going to attribute to the disaster in Monday's USDA report in the corn market. I mean, you lose 24 cents. That's positive for the feeders. That bleeds over into the live cattle. So we had been trading in that pretty tight little range for 5 days, broke out. But overall, barring some sort of big outside event like the Mexican border reopening, it kind of looks like we're on track in both the fats and feeders to go up and fill that gap at this point.
With your Farm News Updates, I'm Keith Weinberg.